Coutts, Alta. Obscured by a veil of blowing snow, about 100 commercial trucks, vehicles and camper vans continued to block a busy U.S. border crossing Monday in protest of COVID-19 health measures. RCMP said the blockade, which started Saturday, was no longer lawful and resources are in place to make arrests and tow away vehicles if they are unable to resolve the conflict in Coutts, Alta. These folks have a right to lawful protest, said Corporal Curtis Peters. I've encouraged them to return to that and, if that takes place, there will be no need for those enforcement actions. Some demonstrators told the Canadian press they have no plans to leave. Peters said about half the number of vehicles that were at the barricade on Sunday, many which were not part of the protest, had left. The mayor of Coutts, a small village with roughly 250 people, said the Freedom Convoy was isolating residents and blocking a crucial commerce chain on Highway 4. I want them gone, said Mayor Jim Willett. He added that he was initially told by members of the convoy that their protest would briefly slow down traffic. Mail delivery was halted to the village and some kids were forced to stay home from school because their bus could not get into the village. The nearest grocery store, gas station and hospital are only accessible by county roads. Holding back tears, the mayor said his biggest worry is for older residents who may feel intimidated driving near the blockade or its supporters, who he called strangers in the community. RCMP asked truck drivers and travelers to turn around about 15 kilometers from the border. People trying to enter on the U.S. side were also asked to find alternate routes. Meanwhile, loads of Canadian beef were stuck at the crossing, said the Canadian Meat Council. The longer this takes, it will cause more supply chain issues and this will affect everyone from producer to consumer, said the council in a statement. A mega convoy of trucks and other vehicles converged in Ottawa this weekend and smaller demonstrations, like the one in Coutts, have been held in towns and cities across the country to protest COVID-19 restrictions. Big rigs in Coutts displayed Canadian flags with an upside-down maple leaf, United States flags and at least one Gadsden flag. A yellow banner with a snake reading, Don't Tread on Me, which is sometimes used in support of far-right ideology. Freedom or death to our nation, read one sign. We are as strong as we are united, said another. Chell Landry, who traveled from Lethbridge to support the convoy in Coutts, said participants are fighting for the rights of everyone. Vaccine mandates are affecting our livelihoods, our families and that of all Canadians, said Landry. It's just unacceptable for the government to be pushing this on us. Landry said she was in it, for the long haul, and will stay until all mandates are lifted, especially as they pertain to mandatory vaccinations in certain workforces. She spoke to the Canadian press from inside the smuggler's saloon. Members of the convoy rented out the space, which was filled with dozens of unmasked protesters at various times on Monday. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney said on the weekend that it is up to local authorities to enforce provincial legislation, which allows for additional penalties against protesters blockading highways and other infrastructure. The law, passed by his United Conservative government last year, protects railways, highways and pipelines from anyone trespassing, interfering with operations and construction, or causing damage. This report by the Canadian press was first published January 31, 2022. With files from Fakia Baig in Edmonton, Alana Smith, The Canadian Press.